Welcome to another episode of Lift Up Your Day. I'm Rodney Coe, and every episode brings you a true story to bring encouragement to your day. The story begins in a tiny stone cottage on a windswept island off the coast of Scotland. It's 1949. The world is still nursing the wounds of two world wars. The churches on the Isle of Lewis, once pulsing with the heartbeat of worship, have grown cold. The pews where grandfathers once wept during prayer meetings are now empty of young faces. The Gaelic hymns still echo through the sanctuary, but something's missing. The fire has gone out. Inside that cottage sit two sisters. Peggy Smith is 84 years old and blind. Her sister Christine is 82 and so bent over with arthritis she can barely stand. They can't make it to church anymore. They can barely walk to the neighbors. They certainly can't organize a revival campaign, but they can pray. And so they did. Twice a week, sometimes three times, from 10 o'clock at night until 3 or 4 in the morning, these two women knelt in that cottage and pleaded with God to do what only God can do, to rend the heavens, to come down, to make His presence so real that an entire island would know that the living God was among them. Now, the Hebrew word for rend in Isaiah 64:1 does not mean to gently open a door. It means to violently tear apart, the same word used when someone rips their garments in grief. Peggy and Christine weren't asking God to nudge things along. They were asking Him to rip the sky in two and come down like fire. One night, God spoke to Peggy through Isaiah 44:3. I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. And right there, in the dark, in that little room that smelled of peat fire and wool, she saw a vision. Her church, the one she could no longer attend, was packed wall to wall with young people. And a preacher she had never seen stood in the pulpit. She didn't file that vision away. She sent for her minister and said, "Get your leaders together. Get them praying. God is about to do something." Seven men, deacons and elders, began meeting in a barn. No heat, Scottish winter, 10 o'clock at night until the early hours of the morning. They prayed for months and nothing happened. Then one cold December night, a young deacon stood up and opened his Bible to Psalm 24 and asked a question that split the room wide open. He said, "God, are my hands clean? Is my heart pure?" He wasn't pointing fingers at anyone else. He was pointing the searchlight at himself. God, are my hands clean? Is my heart pure? And with those words, revival began. When evangelist Duncan Campbell arrived to preach at the Barvash Church, the first service was solid but unremarkable. Afterward, he joined an all-night prayer meeting. Around 3 in the morning, God showed up. Men fell on their faces. Some lay prostrate, unable to speak. They left that cottage at 3 a.m. and they found people already outside seeking God. Along those country roads, men were on their faces crying out for mercy. Nobody had called them. Nobody had knocked on their door. The Spirit of God had awakened them in their beds and driven them out into the cold Scottish night to find the God they'd been running from. By morning, the church was packed. Buses from all over the island arrived at the church. Nobody could explain who told them to come. They just knew. Here's the part that gets me. 75% of the people who came to Christ during the Hebrides revival were saved before they ever walked into the church or heard a sermon. God was doing the evangelism. God was doing the convicting. God was everywhere. Bars closed, courts went idle, there were no cases to try, old debts were repaid, people who hadn't spoken in years were reconciled, and after 2.5 years, the backsliding rate was almost zero. Duncan Campbell said it best, "You can make a community crusade conscious, but only God can make a community God conscious." Folks, here's what I want you to carry with you today. Peggy Smith was blind. Christine Smith could barely stand. They didn't have a platform, no podcast, no publishing deal, no followers. All they had was a cottage, a prayer, and a God who keeps His promises. And that was enough. The same God who tore open the sky over the Isle of Lewis is listening to you right now. He's not a reluctant God. He's a covenant-keeping God who's looking for clean hands and pure hearts, for people who will not give up, for a generation that will cry out, "Rend the heavens, Lord, come down." So today, before you ask God to move out in the world, let him search in your heart. Ask that young deacon's question, "God, are my hands clean? Is my heart pure?" Because revival doesn't start with a program, it starts with a prayer, and it starts with you and me. And I promise you this, he will show up. He always does. Keep looking up. May God bless your day.